Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hi, Breaking Beauty fam. Welcome back to the show. I'm Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with my co-host, Jill Dunn.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Hey, Carlene.
In today's Glowdown episode, we're covering a topic we've never covered before, but one that's very dear to my heart. It's all about how to curate a killer beauty space at home.
And this is so relevant right now because, personally speaking, I'm sick of staring at my four walls, and I need some inspo stat.
That's right. Our guests serving up inspo are Claire Mazur and Erica Cerullo of A Thing or Two podcast. The Brooklyn-based friends first met in college and went on to launch the wildly popular online curation commerce platform Of A Kind back in 2010.
I personally have spent way too many hours on Of A Kind back in the day. And you really have to remember this was 2010. This was before Shopify really allowed designers to sell directly to consumers. It was before Instagram let you discover any artist you wanted around the world. Mm-hmm. And so they really sold the pieces and told the stories of emerging designers. Their knack for eyeing up those indie brands with limited edition drops made them an instant hit with fashion and design lovers. Like, what's more grabby than something you can only get for a limited time and no one else can have it? Like, mm-hmm. they nailed that from day one. And now you see all the big brands doing that, right? Like all the drops.
Yeah. And I know they were getting like big press at the time. I think Forbes put them on the 30 under 30 list. InStyle named their site best of the web. Fashionista called them the most influential people in New York fashion right now. They're major when it comes to curation, you know?
Yeah. And they had a national partnership with Target, and their book Work Wife, which came out last year, has been optioned for film and television. So they're crushing it.
Yeah. So that site recently shuttered, sad face, but fans can still get their Claire and Erica Finds Fix sent straight to their inboxes via their 10 Things newsletter, so you can find out what they're loving right now.
And by the way, PodSwap alert, they're part of our Dear Media fam. So we're featured on Claire and Erica's show this week, A Thing or Two, that's what it's called, in case you missed it. And we're discussing 2020 beauty industry trends, and we'll link to that episode in our show notes and on our blog. So check it out.
And just before we get into our chat with this dynamic duo, we wanted to take a moment to shout out a couple of finds that we're personally loving for creating your ultimate beauty space at home. Is it even a beauty moment without a designer candle, Jill?
Of course not. So guys, set your alarms. I'm serious. November 1st, there is a candle collab drop between Ben Gorham and IKEA. What perfect timing is this? And it's actually a candle collab with Ben Gorham himself, who's the founder of Byredo, if you guys are not familiar. And by the way, Carlene, we've been pronouncing it Byredo for how long? It's actually Byredo.
Oh my gosh, PSA.
Yes, from the horse's mouth. He's been doing press and I heard him say that. Yeah, so it feels very personal, this collaboration.
Yeah. So I saw some of the pictures you sent me, and it's not in the like the glass jar with the famous Byredo font. These are more like 70s style ceramic holders with like ombre glazes and stuff on them, like very high-gy. Is that the how you say it? Haigi? I don't know.
Haigi, Haga. I'm not entirely sure. But these feel like very like a handmade quality to them. Mm-hmm. Ben Gorham sort of was inspired by the concept of invisible design, like how a scent designs your home without you seeing it, obviously. And yeah. So most of the candles in this range come in one size, and that's $9.99 US and $11.99 Canadian. And then there's a 4-wick candle that costs $24.99 and even a small one for $4.99. So like really affordable.
Well, I love a designer anything for less, so that's perfect.
Who's ready for today's guest? I mean, I got really excited about talking about garbage cans. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think it was possible, but it happened. And, you know, Carlina, you've mentioned many times, if you weren't a beauty editor, you'd probably be working in interior design.
Oh, yeah. I was giddy. Girl, like just giddy.
I know. I had a couple of times I was like, is she paying attention or is she just Googling what they're talking about right now?
I know. I was getting lost. It's hilarious. Yeah.
So in today's episode, we ask Claire and Erica everything from where to source the best, most functional vanities to how to style your top shelf and also how to inject color that we're craving so much right now into your beauty space.
We also get practical advice for souping up your bathroom in case you don't have the luxury of a vanity. Everything from bath mats to the latest shower curtains and the It towels.
I know. My shopping list was getting long. And don't worry, you guys. We took notes on every single thing that Claire and Erica recommend. So it's going to be listed on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Like we recap every single episode. So with that, welcome Claire and Erica.
Shout out to one of today's show partners, Sakara. Hey guys, it's Carlene here from Breaking Beauty. And one thing you may or may not know about me is that I'm a big foodie, love food, love to eat, love restaurants. Cooking though, not so much, especially with my new mission to feel better about what I eat. It's not easy to prepare healthy meals that also taste yummy enough for my tummy anyway. Blessed news though, with Sakara, you can reach your health goals without sacrificing taste. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are made with powerful plant-based ingredients, and they're designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. The menu of creative, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners changes weekly, so you'll never get bored. Like, how about an order of Sakara Bibimbap with brown rice, seasonal vegetables, kimchi, and goji chili sauce. 100% yum. And the best part, meals are delivered fresh anywhere in the U.S. Later grocery stores. To boost results, try the best-selling Metabolism Super Powder, an all-natural remedy for bloating and fatigue. It also contains Ayurvedic herbs, which help to enhance energy and help minimize sugar cravings. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/beauty or enter code BEAUTY at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/beauty to get 20% off your first order. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes, sakara.com/beauty. Get into it. To start, like if you were creating your dream, like self-care space or vanity area, which I think a lot of people are as they're nesting right now, like paint us a vibe of what your inspiration is or, you know, what that would look like on your mood board.
We are both super into color right now, which is a real departure for us because I think in the past it would have been like, keep things neutral. Like that's calming. That's a nice vibe. But I think right now we all just need honestly things that feel like fun and a little bit surprising. Yeah. And I guess that our sort of vanity mood would not be so different from a makeup mood, which would be like, have a clean, like fountain, you know, have a clean canvas, like pale woods, white, grays, but then like pops of color and things that feel a little bit surprising and fun.
We are also both totally obsessed with this vanity by this company Dims, which is a company that popped up in the last couple of years, and they work with a lot of young designers. And it's a really interesting company. And there's a couple of them like take designs from young independent designers, and then they are sort of the manufacturing and retail arm, which is a really challenging part of being a young designer. So this particular vanity was designed by Ladies and Gentlemen Studio, which is another company we're huge fans of. And I've never wanted a vanity before, honestly. And this one's just so beautiful. It makes me want one. And the nice thing about it is that, and about like a lot of the vanities that we like, is that they could easily double as desks, which all of a sudden, yeah, everybody needs a desk who didn't need one before, since we're all working from home.
So maybe they're like, you're, you know, officially right now they're a desk, and then eventually they get to transition to full-time vanity or something. So at least you can mentally wrap your head around the purchase, or like sell it to yourself a little more.
What is it about it that like kind of sold you on it? Is it like the quality of the design? Is it the materials used? Like,
it's like super modern looking. And I think a lot of vanities aren't. It like doesn't look particularly feminine, which I think I like about it too.
I also like that it has ample drawer space, which I just think nothing is worse than seeing the clutter of your hair and makeup stuff just strewn across the surface. And especially, you know, most vanities are in someone's bedroom, right? And that's, you want that to be the calm, relaxing place. And seeing, you know, 75 lip glosses spread across a surface, it's not the calming vibe that you want. So I like that this has plenty of drawer space to hide everything. And it also has like a little divot in the back where you can put, you know, like your curling iron or whatever it is. It's sort of like depression.
It's so nice. And it's sold out.
I mean, of course it's sold out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we have to just get on the wait list and have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, we're going to link to all of these on our blog, so we'll make sure that everybody else can see too. Now, again, just trying to envision like this dream vanity situation. What about the backdrop? Like, I know you guys go to a lot of trade shows and, you know, you're all about curating this sort of thing. Like, is it paint? Is it wallpaper right now? I've heard something about removable wallpaper. Like, what do you think is happening right now? What are you feeling?
I think we're both into paint or wallpaper, but especially just sort of like an accent wall. What we're liking about color is using it as that accent, or like pattern as using it as that accent, and like understanding that like, hey, maybe in 3 years you're going to be over this. And do you want to repaint an entire room or re-wallpaper an entire room? No, but it's worth doing these things for now, even if it's just a sort of short-term mood lifting fix. So for paint, the line Claire is super amazing. And they also, her paint swatches from this line have adhesive on them, so you can stick them on your wall and see how they look, which feels like such a duh thing that no one apparently has ever done before. The line Backdrop is also very good. And then of course, Pharaoh and Ball, which is like the classic UK one with all of the sort of most right now colors.
Pharaoh and Ball is sort of the OG in this category. And basically how they made their name is by saying like, we're only going to produce colors that feel like right for the moment, that feel trend driven, that feel like contemporary and relevant. And so you can trust that when you're going there, you're going to get a good color regardless of what direction you go in, which I think is so key, because most people just don't have any confidence going into this. And why would you, like, really, unless it's your profession, have a sense of like what shade you want your wall to be? It's so hard to envision until you see it done, especially when it comes to, you know, different times of day and how the light hits and all of that stuff. So that's really how Pharaoh and Ball made their name, but it is a more expensive line. And so now you're seeing these sort of newbies come up like Claire and like Backdrop that are taking that same approach of like, you can trust us. You know that if you get the paint from us, that it's going to be a good one.
I'm curious what palettes you guys are feeling right now, because I know there's been a lot of talk about like, when is millennial decor going to kind of go out? Like, what are some of the shades, if you could give us some examples that you think are super current?
I'm loving Kelly green, like sort of treated as a neutral, all the way down to forest green, honestly, but that sort of like area of the spectrum, it just feels classic. I think it's probably also a little bit of a response to the fact that like, we haven't been spending as much time outside. So it's nice to bring a little bit of that inside, but it does just also feel like it plays so well with other colors. Like, it plays really nicely with millennial pink, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I've been into primary colors. And I think it's that same idea of just, it feels like fun and young, just like really bright and cheery. And one of the things that I did in my own home during this period was wallpaper the wall behind my bed with this Josef Frank wallpaper, very rooted in primary colors. And it has this like almost painting like quality. And I think we like that in wallpaper too, like the sort of painting or fabric like quality. Another line that does a great job is Studio 4. And then one of our favorite home lines, Caroline Hurley as well.
I just ordered a custom runner for my upstairs hallway that is red, yellow, and blue.
Yes.
And I was like, am I crazy?
No, I love it.
Am I nuts?
And honestly, a runner is the perfect thing to do that with, because it's slim, right? It's in the hallway. It's not going to overwhelm a room. And can move it and change it out when you feel like it eventually.
And what sort of art or artwork are you guys vibing with when you go to pair it with like a beauty setup or vanity, and why?
I mean, I think one of the most obvious answers is the photography prints that our friend Jamie Beck is selling now. So Jamie is a really talented photographer who, I don't know how many years ago now, like 3-4 years ago, moved to Provence, and her work always emphasized beauty and romance, but it has really taken a hard turn for that since living in the countryside of France. Like, how could it not? And during quarantine, she started what she called her isolation creation series, where every day she was just creating another image, and typically a still life. Not all of them are still lives, but most of them are. And she started selling her work for the first time outside of, you know, having sold to private collectors before. So now it's, you know, available as posters and prints, and she's just all about beauty. So it feels very right for the vanity area.
Teresa Drapkin is another artist who we just absolutely love and who has the sort of bright, colorful vibes that we've been into, and Kenesha Sneed as well.
Okay. I'm going to be going on a Googling like rabbit hole after this.
I'll highly encourage it. Googling.
Along those same lines, I think a lot of times in a backdrop, whether you're on a Zoom call or in like your perfectly Zen beauty space, what about like coffee table books that inspire and just general like objet d'art?
We've been both really into ceramics for a while. And I think the kinds of ceramics we've been into maybe have mutated, and we now are just like liking things that are just, again, like a little more fun, a little more weird and surprising. So there's a line, Mud Witch, the name itself, right? Like Mud Witch tells you that it's not taking itself too seriously. It's so good. Justine Blakeney, we kind of think of as like a boho Jonathan Adler. Things have like faces on them and like funny like curves. Those pieces all feel like things that, yes, they're sort of objects that could sit on a coffee table, but you could also keep your makeup brushes in them or something.
I'll tell you one thing that I've been spying in the many, many hours I've been on Instagram over this summer is those Ultra Fagola mirrors.
Yes.
Like for anyone who doesn't know it by name, we're talking about standing mirror that is like the wavy, and I think it has lights in it or something. It lights up, and like
it's
every
pink
influencer has one of those for their selfie.
I took a picture of one of those at a Charlotte Tilbury event, and I was like getting every angle because I was like, I'll never see one of these ever again.
Lo and behold.
It's like perfect Italian design. But is there either a more affordable version, like an updated sort of really cool arty mirror, or like a more of a vanity, like beauty version of that?
Erica, you found this really good one, Trine Anderson Pond mirror from MoMA.
Yes, our friend who's a fashion editor, Nikki Oganike, recently bought it for her house. And I think it's a great fix for that. And it's a little bit more like timeless, where it won't feel like, oh, that was the summer 2020 mirror. Got it.
Yeah, for what you're paying, you don't want that.
We also love this Horn George mirror, which is just really simple. It's basically a full-length mirror between two wooden rods. It's by Horn. It's just so beautifully made that, it, as simple as it is, it does kind of make a statement when you're doing your selfie in it. And then in terms of sort of like vanity mirrors, there's this line you're probably going to hear us talk about so much if you ask us more organization questions. It's called Yamazaki. It's a Japanese line of home goods, and they just make the most incredible products, and they have organizer tray that has a mirror on top. And it's honestly kind of meant for jewelry, like the trays are round, but you could very much use it for makeup as well.
This episode is brought to you in part by Orate. Speaking of curating the very best that life has to offer, do you guys know about Orate? Because you should. Orate is fine jewelry founded by women for women. And it's all about quality, the kind of gold that feels substantial in your hand. You know what I mean? And because it's such good quality, it meets my gold standard in judging jewelry, if you will, meaning I can wear it everywhere, like a second skin, without ever having to take it off, whether I'm going to sleep, stepping in the shower, or sweating to boot camp. Not in that order, of course. And because they're a direct-to-consumer brand, there's no markups. Designer quality for a deal, that's like my favorite thing in the world. And Orate is made ethically right in New York City. These female founders are super into giving back. For example, they recently launched a campaign called Ode to Nature, where every purchase from the Huggy earring set goes to saving an entire acre of the Amazon rainforest. So what am I shopping for? I've been on the hunt for a second thin gold band for my right hand for a while, and I've got my sights set on the 14 karat gold stackable twist ring coming in at $80. So I'm going to stack them up, or maybe a gold herringbone chain bracelet. Treat myself. There's so much here I can see myself just living in. Like, oh, these pretty little things, I woke up like this. They were always there. So whether you're gifting yourself or someone else, for 15% off your first Orate purchase, go to oratenewyork.com/breakingbeauty and use our promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY. That's AURATENewYork.com. For 15% off your first Orate purchase when you go to oratenewyork.com/breakingbeauty and use the promo code BREAKINGBEAUTY. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our blog.
And now a break to hear about one of our show partners, Hum Nutrition. So Hum creates vitamins for skin, body, and mood, and they use all natural, clinically proven ingredients that are non-GMO, free from common allergens like gluten, soy, shellfish, etc., and they're all sustainably sourced. So I was really pumped to check out Hum. So I went onto their website, I took a brief quiz where I outlined my concerns, and then I received my personalized recommendations right to my inbox, courtesy of a real registered dietitian. So what she recommended to me was, first up, Ripped Rooster, which is a fun name. And this one really is all about revving up metabolism. And it has chromium that's said to balance my blood sugar. Next up, she said that I should try out Daily Cleanse. And I think this is great for me because it's got organic chlorella in it, which is a green microalgae. And it also has milk thistle. And I know from past experience that milk thistle really helps me with my hormonal breakouts. And then finally, Here Comes the Sun. And that's about getting the all important vitamin D, because we know winter is coming. So Hum Nutrition has a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. To help boost your well-being in the ways that you need it most, take their quick quiz and get individualized product recommendations from the team of registered dietitians to help bring your skin, body, hormones, and mood into balance with Hum Nutrition. And they have a special offer just for our listeners. Use code BEAUTY and get 15% off your first order of $29 or more. Plus, with the flexible subscription options and chic packaging, it's insanely easy to stay on top of your daily dosage. That's humnutrition.com and use code BEAUTY for 15% off your first order. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. And now back to the show. And so let's talk more about makeup organizers. I think, like, when I watched The Home Edit on Netflix, I was like, they're just organizing all this stuff. They're not really decluttering. And it's just like then putting it all in rainbow tins and tubs. And I was like, I don't know if that's really helpful in a way. So how do we organize it in a way that's like nice to look at, but also functional? And have you seen any out there that you think are great for that?
I mean, I think the trick is not feeling hemmed in by things that are meant to be makeup organizers. And I think there's so many desk organizers that could be repurposed in this way. Russell and Hazel, which is like an office brand, does a really nice job with their acrylic organizers. Poppin has trays that also have that bright thing going. And then the Danish line, Hey, has all of these little glass containers that they call their Bits and Bobs containers. And it feels like you could very easily put your Q-tips and your cotton balls and your pads and things in those and have it like actually look cute sitting out, not just like stuff.
I really am a huge proponent of the acrylic tray approach to all of this, because you've already got so much stuff, right? You've got all your bottles and your tubes and your whatever. So just put something invisible, put the acrylic tray that you can A, see right through. So see what's in the tray, and B, isn't creating more clutter. Yeah. And part of what happens too is, like, if you do have some sort of like big opaque bucket that you're putting all this stuff in, you're having to take everything out to find the thing you want. And so then it's a mess. Right. And I really like having something see through. The other Yamazaki, which, you know, I warned you, but they make so many great solutions for this. I actually really like their Tosca desk organizer, which is almost just like a rectangular, almost like a bucket in a way.
It looks almost like a toolbox without a lid.
Yes.
Or something.
That's what it looks like, is a toolbox. I'm probably unlike a lot of your audience in this way, where I just have to level with myself and be like, there's like six beauty products that I actually use every day. And every once in a while, I think I'm going to like start using a weird lip color, but I'm not. So that needs to just go in the drawer somewhere else. And what stays out all has to fit in this Tosca desk organizer, because if it's starting to overflow, then I'm just putting stuff in there that I don't actually need to access every day. And then the other stuff is sort of organized elsewhere.
Tucked away.
I have to rummage for it for a bit. Yeah. Right. They, Yamazaki also makes a blow dryer and curling iron stand, which is genius. Like that's exactly what it is for. They also make a flat iron and curling iron rest, like a little silicone pad to put those on so that you're not burning your countertop. They make a case that is specifically for cotton. So for all of your cotton pads and Q-tips and stuff. So they're really, they're my go-to for all.
Are you
stuff
surprised they haven't paid us money? Because
it's, yeah. Oh my God.
You will be when you realize how much we've talked about them on our podcast.
I mean, it's just so good because it's very, it's hard to find these things that like actually look like they're designed and not just boxes for things.
So smart. And they even have, I'm on their site right now, they have a cookbook stand with a picture in the kitchen of an iPad on it, which is great. And it's not hideous at all. It's only $18, but you could even have that in your bathroom if you're trying to follow a tutorial.
Totally. Smart. It's such a good idea.
What about a trash can that, you know, isn't an eyesore?
Some of them are Yamazaki. You will not be surprised to hear. One of them is this. It is from this store called Goody World that is very good in general. It's this. It's called the Jippy Papel Bin. And it's colorful, made of woven palm leaves. It's going to hide the things in it. It's not see-through. It's not mesh. But it looks like, you know, something you'd want in a room.
God, I love their pillows.
Yeah.
So great.
Oh God, you guys are creating a monster for our eyes.
We're going to need to do a part two in the spring.
That's right.
Something else. Okay.
I do like in the bathroom having a trash can that has a lid on it, I think is nice. And so I love this one that's by Saito Wood, which is another Japanese company. It's just a waste basket with that sort of spinny lid on it. It's a little pricier, but it's very beautiful. Another one that does not have a lid, but is truly a gorgeous trash can it's the Wire Trash Bin by Schoolhouse Electric. It comes in four different colors and it's this bin that goes inside this sort of wire cage and in contrasting colors. And it's very cute.
It almost looks like a planter.
It does. It probably could be a planter.
Okay. These are such great tips.
Yeah.
I'm feeling inspired already.
What are some of the chicest beauty products that you would put on a shelfie?
I'm looking at mine right now and Moon Juice just did a packaging redesign. And I use their acid potion, which is basically their like P50. And it's just like a very pretty cylindrical bottle with like a little white ball on top that has this sort of like Bauhaus vibe or something almost. That is one of them for sure. I bought a We the People razor recently. And those are so beautiful and so much more beautiful than the plastic razors I was using before and feel very nice about having that out for sure. And then I recently have been using this line Topicals Like Butter moisturizer / face mask. I've been using it as a moisturizer and it has like this just like sort of like young, fun aesthetic that also feels like, I don't know, nice to take down.
In terms of finishing touches, if you want to create like a beautiful vase moment, I know that dry flowers have kind of made a comeback, succulents that you can't kill. What are your recommendations, you know, for sourcing something like that?
For succulents, there's an Etsy store called Snake River Garden that I think does a particularly nice job. And they have some of the more like, I don't know, kind of oddball stuff, because I feel like with succulents, you end up seeing the same things over and over again. And it feels, at least to me, a little bit more exciting to be like, ooh, what's this? And it flowers twice a year, cool. And then for dried flowers, we like Etsy for this too. And I think we're both drawn to things that have, when it comes to dried flowers, a more architectural quality. So Claire loves dried billy balls, scabiosa pods, like same thing. These sort of like round shapes are things that also just like won't shed on your surfaces, you know, when someone knocks into them, which is also bound to happen over time. Or when you want to dust them.
Hi, beauty friends. Our show partner today, the Dairy Farmers of Ontario, challenged moi to chat about all the 15 nutrients packed inside every glass of cold dairy milk. And honestly, even saying that out loud has me craving warm chocolate chip cookies. Am I right? So I'm going to get a stretch here and I think I can do this challenge. So here we go. So first up is riboflavin, B6, and pantothenic acid. So what's that, you ask? These all help with energy metabolism. B12, we know that's great for red blood cell formation and it boosts energy too. We've got vitamin D next, that builds strong bones and teeth. I did know that one. Magnesium, that helps to keep bones healthy. Plus niacin and thiamine. I've never heard of thiamine, but both help us grow healthy. Calcium, that builds strong bones and teeth. I knew that one too. While phosphorus, you guys, that keeps your smile bright as well. Potassium and protein, those both aid in muscle function, flex, and selenium that helps to protect against oxidative stress. So got two more now. We've got vitamin A that supports night vision and healthy skin. And finally, zinc that keeps your skin healthy too. So challenge complete. Woo! Learn more about Milk's nutrients at whatcantmilkdo.ca because really, what can't milk do? We'll link to that in our show notes. Now back to the podcast. You guys probably living in New York probably have smaller spaces in your bathroom. What's a game-changing tool or product or something that you found has made your bathroom function better that someone living in a small space should know about?
Sorry, this is totally embarrassing, but I'm going to go with Yamazaki again.
Yamazaki for 1,000. Yeah.
For 1,000, they have all of these toilet paper holders that function as A, the holder that you can use, you know, for the role that is currently in use, but they also have storage for additional roles. And that's been amazing for me. Like I'll go home and visit my parents who live near a Costco and bring back so much toilet paper. My husband's like, what are we going to do with that? And I'm like, no, we don't have to store it. It's all just going to go in the holders.
CB2 sells these 3-prong hooks that I really love. So they're all, it's like 3 hooks on one sort of rod, I guess, and they can turn in different directions. And so that's where the robes and like hair towel live in my bathroom. And it's nice to just have that. They're not all hanging from the same hooks. You're not sort of rearranging it whenever you're getting it down, but you also don't have to have space for a line of hooks either.
What about bath mats and shower curtains? Because I find those can be tricky to find ones that are like attractive, but not just white. Like everything for so long was just like, we're just going to go white, like hotel style. Do we have anything else?
Yes. Carlene, I literally just put together a list of 4 cute shower curtains the other week.
Yes.
So this is a freebie because normally this would go to our paying subscribers only, but I've got you, girl.
Exclusive for Breaking Beauty.
All right. So Hawkins, New York is an incredible retailer, but also manufacturer of their own items, all home goods. It should be your go-to for wedding gifts. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful store. They make a waffle knit shower curtain. So I'm sure you've seen like everybody's now doing waffle for bathroom linen. So Parachute has it, you know, it's a sort of like Japanese inspired design and they have a shower curtain in all of these beautiful pastel colors. Koyuchi makes a rippled stripe organic shower curtain, which has sort of, I think it's sort of like a Mediterranean vibe to it. It's almost like looks embroidered, but very minimal. And then like the go-to, honestly, in this category is Quiet Town, who launched just to make bath mats and shower curtains. I'm sure at some point they'll do something else, but they do really beautiful, colorful, and really like sophisticated design. They have so many different designs and they even just do a clear one that is neon colors that adds just like a sort of splash of unexpected color to the home. And then Hay, which Erica mentioned earlier, also makes the Aquarelle shower curtain, which has a sort of ombre vibe to it.
I also have, related to bath mats, a bath mat made of hinoki wood, that Japanese wood, that has antimicrobial properties. And it's just like, has sort of like, I don't know, more of like a spa-like vibe. So I have that and a little stool that goes with it, which honestly is probably second place for the hardest working thing in a small bathroom. Because it's like the place where you throw a towel, like when you're done using it, the same place where you like, you know, maybe put your like workout clothes, like whatever. It's just like that thing. And it's what I'm sitting on right now to record this. So it just really comes in handy.
So multi-purpose.
Yeah. I have to give a shout out to my bath mat, which I also feel weirdly passionate about. It is also Japanese, as so many things that we are talking about are. It's made of diatomaceous earth, which is a type of clay that is just insanely absorbent when water is put on it. So this particular one is by a brand called Soil. But if you ever are somewhere where they're selling diatomaceous earth products, they'll probably have a spray bottle of water next to them so that you can do this sort of magic trick where you spray the water onto it and it instantly absorbs it. So it's amazing because when you get out of your shower, it's like your feet are just in, the soles of your feet are just instantly dry.
Wow.
That's something that would be on QVC and I would order it.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. Totally.
What is the texture? Does it actually, it's what does just it feel like on your
feet? It feels like clay. And I'm really sensitive to weird, like chalky clay textures. Yeah. I hate that feeling. And this isn't like that.
Okay. And it, and you're not going to wipe out because it's gritty.
No. Okay. It's not gritty and it's not slick. Oh. It just, it's weird. It just really absorbs it right away. And I do think though that there are sort of like, I've read that you can get the wrong one on the internet and it will be mixed with like some non-diatomaceous earth or just like it, or it's not actually diatomaceous earth because it's kind of expensive. I think they're like $150, $200, but they last forever. They're amazing.
Okay. We're going to let you go soon, but we're getting too much good knowledge here. So what about towels?
If you're interested in color at all or like mixing things up, we love the towels that Ellen Van Dusen makes for her line. I just bought a couple of her hand towels that are black and white patterned. And it's just, I don't know, it's been like nice to have something again that just feels like fun. You're in your bathroom, you're washing your hands, it's the middle of the day, and there's something aesthetically pleasing and captivating.
Ellen's line is called Dusen Dusen, and she's honestly like one of the best designers working in color and pattern right now. She just has a really sophisticated, like deep understanding of how colors play together and how repeating patterns work. And she just makes such beautiful work. And I don't know if it's still available at Design Within Reach. It has been for a while, and she sells it on her own site. And she has bed linens and bath towels. And,
oh, she just introduced robes too.
Yes, yes.
Oh, cool.
She's really, really talented and definitely a name to know.
Mm-hmm. Two final questions. One is, who do you guys, you guys have so much knowledge, but who do you look to for trends and inspo and like what's hot and current and coming next? Is it like a TikTok person or who is it?
You know, we had this retail company for almost 10 years. And so we were so immersed in it by virtue of having to constantly scope out like who are the new designers. And we were going to trade shows multiple times a year. And then of course, like Instagram is a huge source of inspiration for us. And we follow so many small designers on there. You know, also going to retail, other retailers that we think are really interesting and doing a good job. So like Hawkins, New York, in fashion, you know, we love shop called Noodle Stories in Los Angeles. We love Bird. So just sort of seeing who everybody else is carrying too.
Someone I've really been liking on Instagram lately, who I feel like whenever her stories surface, I'm like, oh, I wonder what she has to say, is Randy Brookman Harris, who is a prop stylist. I think has a humor in her sensibility that I'm attracted to.
I'm obsessed with these TikTok home tours.
I don't know how I got on this
area of TikTok, but I'm in deep. I'm in deep. And it's so entertaining. I don't know why. It's like the new Cribs. You know what I mean? Seeing inside people's spaces. And our final question, I just personally want to know, have you guys done the iOS update your phone screens?
I just did it. Probably will never take the time to organize my home screen in a cool way. But a friend of mine created these backgrounds that are sort of like tailor-made for that type of organization. So basically it's two colors and they're split down the middle so that you could organize all of your icons on one side of the screen and whatever else on the other. So I'm really enjoying the artwork that is being inspired by the new iOS, but I will never organize my home screen because I just use the search function for everything.
There's a lot of really bad ones out there I've seen.
Yeah, I'm really daunted by even, I think, looking at them, let alone doing it myself.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for the time that and sharing all of your expertise. We'll be sure to link to everything, like we said, on our blog over at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
And everybody needs to go and listen to your podcast. So tell everyone where we can find you.
You can find us at athingortwohq.com. That's where you can find our podcast and also sign up for our newsletter. Find us on Instagram at athingortwohq. And then personally, we're at Claire Mazur and at Erica Cerullo.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so fun.
This was lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at breakingbeautypodcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.